嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那今天呢，我们要跟大家说说，应该是今年以来有的一个新词。
Yeah, it's a totally new word, and I have a feeling that this word will probably be on some of those word of the year.
The、lists. word of the year.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
那今天我们要说的这个词就是
social distancing.
Social distancing.、
Mm-hmm.
算是一个短语、
Yeah, you know, in terms of what part of speech it is, we can talk about this in a second, but it's really flexible.
对，因为你前面跟我聊的时候就说，因为这个词很新，对吧？社交距离，所以 you kind of see people use it in different ways.
Right,
like
right.
as a verb.
Sure, so I socially distance every day.
你前面说的是 I socially distance,
right.
副词加动词，但是有很多人就直接把 social distance 当成一个动词短语来用。
Right, just a normal verb, right? Like, I eat pizza, I social distance.
Distance, 对, you need to social distance.、
Mm-hmm.
好的，那今天我们就跟大家除了要讲这个社交距离 social distancing 以外呢，还会把这两个词 social 和 distance拆开来说一说，因为、they're both good and very useful words.
That's right.
好，那我们还是先从这个社交距离讲起啊。现在常常啊，比如我们所在的这个加拿大温哥华，政府就号召呼吁大家，虽然我们现在 reopen 了，大家有出去复工，对不对？ Business are opening， 但是更重要的是我们要 keep 这个 social distance.
Right, so keep distance, that is a phrase that is as old as time itself.、Keep your distance. Maybe if there's some danger, you keep your distance from the danger.
所以保持距离，这里是保持社交距离，我们可以说 keep social distance,
right.
对吧？好，那保持啊，当然除了 keep 以外，还有一些其他的说法，比如 maintain.
Right, maintain is a little bit more formal.
Yeah, 对，所以就是在一些 sign, 一些外面的那个标识啊什么、它会用 maintain, 因为 it's more formal.
Right, right, right.
好，那另外还有一个特别在这，我每天看新闻，那个新闻播报员的 news anchor 就 practice social distancing.
That's right.
Practice just means do.
Just do it. Yeah, this,
yeah,
isn't,
it,
this、
yeah.
isn't like practice the piano, like da 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 da
da.
Yeah, it's actually do it.
Do it.
Put something into practice.
对，好的，那现在我们来讲讲前面你那个点、就是说这个词因为很新，所以它现在的用法还是比较灵活，比较 flexible 的。比如作为动词的时候，你会听到有些人直接就说 everyone needs to social distance.
That's right.
Whereas some people might say,
everybody needs to socially distance.
对，因为从严格的语法规则来讲，动词短语我们前面应该放一个副词，对吧？ Socially distance.
Right.
但是如果你把 social distance 当成一个动词来用，也完全没有问题。
Right, right. In fact, if you are going to be the type of person who goes around saying, actually, it's an adverb and you're supposed to say socially, then people will probably want to keep as much social distance from you as possible.
觉得你很烦，很
Actually.
好，那我们现在就来讲讲一些 actual, 前面说到 practice, some actual practice of social distancing.
Okay.
一些实际我们能做的事情，在温哥华 all over the place, you will see like stickers on the floor, 就告诉你这个是前面人站在那儿，
right.
你站在这个点，对吧？
Right, 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 right. So basically these stickers on the floor are helping us to keep 2 meters apart.
这个是我们 assume 比较安全的一个社交距离。
Right.
好，总之重要的是 2 meters apart.From each other.
Right. You could say 2 meters apart. You could say away. You could just say from.
Okay,
yeah. So there's a lot of different prepositions we can use. You could pretty much say whatever you want at this point.
好，那除了这个两米线呢，另外我觉得这 social etiquette, 比如打招呼的时候之前握手啊，或者西方人有些人亲亲抱抱 now、
right.
out of question. 好，那现在还有很多，比如饭店逐渐开了以后，但是 they're only doing 什么 50% half capacity.
Right, so they are limiting their capacity.
啊，所以 capacity 就是容量，里面有多少客人可以在一起用餐、mm-hmm. 或者一个地方有多少人可以在里面买东西。
Right.
那如果你 limit it, 就是我们要限制，对吧？限流、right. 这样，嗯。好，那还有很多人现在还是不敢去饭店吃饭嘛，然后就叫外卖。Mm-hmm. 诶，外卖英语是
delivery
啊。那如果你叫外卖就是
get delivery。
get delivery、mm-hmm. 啊，很多家的 delivery 他们说我们是 touchless 无接触的。
嗯、mm.。Yeah.
放在你门口。
They just put it on the ground. Yeah, you pick it up.
对对对，就减少，就是 keep social distance 啊。好的，那 social distance 这个词看完了以后呢， let's take it apart. 分别来看看 social 和 distance 这两个单词。
Sounds good.
那说到 social 的话，它的意思就是社会的，社交的。It comes from the noun society, 对不对?
It sure does.
但我们今天要 focus 的是它这个社交的 meaning, 因为, well, it's more fun.
It's more fun, yeah, exactly. So generally when we use words like social or sociable to describe a person, we are describing a fun person.
就是一个有意思的，很会社交，或者就是喜欢和人在一起的人。
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. Enjoys going and being with other people and doing whatever the activity is.、
Mm.
Just being a fun person, a person you like to be around.
没错，哎，所以前面你说了 both social and sociable、
mm.
这两个词都是。Adjective 都是形容词是吧
Yeah, so in the past, I think people would separate them. Social, that word would just be about society.、
Mm.
You know, social problems,、social distancing.
对、
and sociable would be more about personality. But now we use both for personality.
Oh, 因为 sociable 比较长也比较难念。
It's weird. And also, do you say sociable or sociable? Or it's just much, much easier to say social.
That's a good point about pronunciation.这个不是 social, 而是 social.
Social.
是 sh 的音,对吗?
Social.
好,但是有一些人如果他不是那么 social 的,不是那么 sociable 的,现在有个词叫社交恐惧,但我觉得也社交恐惧让我听起来是比较严重的,就有些人他真的特别怕生,对吧?特别怕和人在一起。
Right.
Whereas, you know, I wouldn't say I'm that sociable.
Mm-hmm. You're not afraid to go into society and, you know, hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I always think about someone who's not very social as like, you know, a friend's boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife that I see maybe once every year or once every two years because they don't like going to events.
对对，这个我也是，就是不喜欢去很多新的场合啊、meeting 新的朋友，就觉得压力很大的。
Right.
所以你可以说 ，Oh, I'm not that sociable. I'm not that social.
Right.
可以吗？但是如果真的是很严重的那种，就是社交恐惧，英语叫做
antisocial.
Antisocial.
Yeah, that's not good.
好，那接下来我们把这个词变成动词吧。
Okay. So this is socialize, and it's really.I guess it has two different meanings, but they are clearly related. One is just to train your child how to
interact
yeah, how to operate in society.
对，比如说一个小孩两三岁的时候说，哎，有没有去幼儿园啊？什么？Oh yeah, they need to socialize with other children,
right.
or they need to learn how to socialize. With
right,
others.
Exactly. Because, like me, for example, I was an only child. I am an only child, so socializing for me was a lot more challenging because everything is mine. Give it back to me.
好，你现在没有问题了。
Give me that microphone.
你现在很 social 了，而且有一个 busy social life.
Yeah. Well, definitely 2020 has made it slightly less busy. But my point is that we usually use socialize for children, but we can also use it to mean just like go into the world and be with people.
Going to different events.
Go to an event.
Socialize, yeah. 好,前面我们说到了一个 social life, 啊,这个概念。So if someone is pretty social or sociable, then they probably have a healthy social life.
Right, or a busy social life.
是。
Yep.
那如果不 busy 呢? 你可以说 I have a quiet social life.
I would say I don't have much of a social life.
哎，英文这个用法很好，就是你也不是什么都没有，但是就是不是很 busy. 你可以说 I don't have much of
something. Right? I don't have much this, much that.
比如说我没什么钱，但我也不是穷。I don't have much money, 对不对？
Yeah.
就不是 I don't have money, I don't have any money. 好的，那关于 social 最后再想教大家的两个词呢，这是形容，通常形容女生，对不对？
Right. So the first one is, I'm going to switch the order that we have here. Social butterfly.
Butterfly 是蝴蝶。
Just because it's very beautiful.
对，那么如果一个人是一个 social butterfly, 就是他在这种 social events 上面，是吧？
Floating to all of them.
你觉得这个 negative 还是 positive 还是 neutral 这个词？
It's fine. Yeah, I neutral.
像一个花蝴蝶。因为中文还有一个说法交际花，但交际花在中文里面 maybe 就比较贬义的。
Sounds, yeah, a little negative.
对，但 social butterfly 是比较中性的，是吗？
Yeah, I think it's pretty neutral. So another word would be socialite. And if anything, I would think that socialite is becoming less neutral.
对，因为我想到 socialite, 它其实也是形容这种很很会交际，然后有一个 very busy social life 的女生。
Right.
但是我想到的那种就近期啊，在媒体视线里面的就是什么 Paris Hilton 啊，
right.
然后早期的 Kim Kardashian.
They're super rich, and their social activities seem to a lot of people to be very shallow.
很肤浅，你说是吧？而且很有钱。
Right.
所以这也是一个 point. 英语里面说 socialite 通常就是家里很有钱，他也不用工作，也不用干什么挣钱的事。
Right. Right. That's the reason why you're a socialite.
好的，那我们现在再来看看 distance 这个词吧。
Okay.
Distance 它是一个Actually, 它有几个不同的词性啊，一个是名词，比如说 the distance between Shanghai and Beijing, between Canada and China, 对吧？但是呢，它也可以作为动词使用，然后有的时候也可以有点像，我也不知道算不算形容词啦。但是当你说远距离恋爱或者You know, kids, in my days, 我在留学的时候要打电话回家，我得打长途电话。Long distance relationship,
right,
and long distance phone calls.
A call, right?
Yeah, 这里的 long distance 其实它有一点像形容词，虽然后面修饰了一个名词。
Yeah, it's one of those examples where it's a noun and another noun.
Another noun.
But yeah, you could think of it as an adjective. You will not get any argument from me.
对，但是重要的是我们不说 long distant relationship, 我们说 long distance.
Distance, yeah, and long distance call.
好，还有那个 distance learning,、对不对？远程学习，就现在很多学校因为大家不能去嘛， so they started distance learning.
Right, that's going to be another one of those words where they look...at 2020, and this word existed before 2020.
对，很，这是一个历史还蛮悠久的词。
But now, this year, it's going to be like...
远程教育啊。Also, 我们不说 distant learning,、是说 distance learning.、
Right.
好，那接着我们来看看把 distance 换成动词，词性改成动词要怎么用。
Okay, so basically, if you are using distance as a verb, it really just means...Keep your distance or like
you're putting some distance
put
between,
some distance yeah,
yeah
between starting and keeping that's basically distance you're
对我觉得 distance 做动词用最常见的就是比如哎呀这个人你离他远一点他可能就是 maybe 比较 dangerous 啊、
yeah.
或者不太靠谱啊对不对
well sure、I mean I'm thinking about when I was a kid my parents didn't tell me to distance myself but when I would read the newspaper or watch the news there would always be somebody trying to distance themselves from like this criminal. Like somebody's going to jail, so somebody else is distancing themselves. Oh, I never knew the guy. Yeah. I didn't know him very well.
嗯，是。So you can distance yourself from someone or something.
Right.
对不对？
Sure.
好，但是 you know, we love you guys. 我们亲爱的听众们 we don't want to put any distance between you and us.
That's right. That's right. Our feelings for you have...No limit.
No distance.
There's no distance, yeah.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。对于 social distancing, 还有我们今天讲的 social 和 distance 的用法有什么问题呢？都欢迎大家在节目的留言当中告诉我们。那最后也感谢你的收听，我们下一次再见。
All right, bye guys.